My name is Ariel Singerman, and I am an extension economist at CREC in Lake Alfred.
Grapefruit economics. Production costs are up some, correct?
Production costs are only up marginally on a per acre basis, only up $60 compared to last year. But more importantly, they're up on a per box basis by roughly 25%. And that is because of the decrease in yield.
On a per acre basis, I know oranges are somewhere around $2,000 an acre. What are rough fresh grapefruit costs?
The cultural cost is about $2,300 per acre, and the total cost is $2,800 per acre.
How about price of grapefruit this year?
Prices have increased, just as economic theory should tell us, because supply is down, so everything else constant. Prices go up to ration demand.
Are growers making a profit?
This last year, growers, on average, were only able to break even, which to some extent is better than what happened in previous seasons in which they lost money. But I'm not sure that that is necessarily a sign of improvement. And the reason for that is because the number of growers in the industry is going down. So what that means is that the ones that were on the margin are exiting the industry. And so now we have a smaller number of growers, and that is why, or one of the reasons why, we are seeing break even perhaps.
Do you have an idea how many grapefruit growers there are now?
Well, the latest data that was available from the USDA census was from 2012, and that number was 370 growers approximately. But that number has been coming down since 2002, and it is very sensible to assume that it is quite much lower than that.
Any other major things you'd like to discuss about grapefruit economics?
Well, the other important thing that I discovered while doing the cost of production survey is that, as in other areas of the state, growers are cutting back on insecticides to make room for bactericides, and that has contributed to the increase in ACP populations statewide.
Which is a bad thing when you're looking at HLB long term, right?
Yes, definitely. It is a bad thing, and it is the fact that there is more variation in the use of insecticides also contributes to insecticide resistance.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.